Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Giovanni. Hold
on. Okay, and we are here. The funny thing about the show is that it really does, it does fulfill me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about all the things I want to do, I want to travel the world, I want to go, I want to move, I want to do all type of shit. This is the only thing that keeps me in L.A. at this point.
That's good. I didn't want to come in today because it's raining like cats and dogs and shit outside.
Can we just say for the Geo Army that loves seeing Geo on the show, do you realize he texts us every show to say, are we having a show today? This is almost like calling the school, like, did somebody make a bomb threat today? No, nigga, you got to come to math. You got shit you got to do.
Oh, man, I did not want to get out that bed. But why? You know what? I was it's raining outside. It's gray as hell, and it was movie time, cuddle time.
So I'm gonna tell a little secret. The days that I don't want to get out of bed, the days that I don't really want to do shit, where I start making excuses for why we don't have to do anything, I got somebody in bed with me. So let me give y'all an answer. Let me tell you what. Last week I was on my team's ass. I need to know what you do. I'm gonna shadow you. I'm gonna be with you all day, and I really was gonna do it. Somebody came over my house and got into bed. I called my staff. Okay, listen, I trust you. I'm not going to follow you today.
Oh, man.
I have this thing now where...
Don't ever do that again.
So listen, I was messing with somebody while we were watching the porn of him fucking somebody else.
Mm.
Ain't that something?
Mm.
He wasn't fucking me. He was fucking his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it was an exciting experience because it was really hot.
I've been on the phone listening to a dude have sex with a girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Daniel Sunjata?
No. No. No.
Can we crank call guys in your phone like one
time? Oh, that would be so fun.
No,
we should really do that.
I got an idea.
What?
We call Daniel Sunjata.
No.
Listen, you say, listen, I forgive you, bitch. You tried me. You tried me. Treat me like a regular bitch. And then we record the whole thing and then we put it out.
Hold on. Let me see if I have his number.
Yeah.
Really?
That'd be fun.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Let me see.
So I'll start with my weekend recap while she looks at that. So basically, I just stayed around the house and I was sitting at my house on Thursday. And you know what I said to myself? I said, I am unutilized talent. I am underutilized.
I feel the same thing about myself.
So you know what I said? Fuck waiting on everybody. Because, you know, I've had my calls with the networks and we're meeting with the production companies and we have offers for different things, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I said I'm going to do? I'm going to build my own home studio and build YouTube stuff because I have about we have about 74,000 followers on YouTube. I said, well, I might as well just create shows. So what I did was I called Don Benjamin and Leanne V and I asked them to walk me through their studio and I literally sat there on Amazon and ordered everything. So stuff is delivering now.
Sally, you got a budget.
Well, I mean, you know, I scrape it up when I got to scrape it up.
I scrape it up.
I don't fuck for money, but I get out there and do some dirt. But that home studio is on its way. And
so you're going to start like vlogging or something?
Yep. So Melissa, if you want to do DIY, if whatever, we're going to build that channel out.
Okay. Right,
well, that's what's
but I just
down.
Feel like because I've been doing these little videos on Instagram where when things happen, I'd start saying shit like when the whole Chris
Brown, that went big.
Yeah. So most of them go viral. So I said, well, I threw one on YouTube and it got like tens of thousands of views. So I said, you know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to literally just every day have the daily read. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a rant of some sort. But I'm going to edit shit in and it's going to be interesting. So yeah, why not?
Well, so okay. Sounds like a productive weekend.
Yeah, just trying to be creative, you know.
This is the first time I didn't hear no party, no turned up, no.
This is
flying in nobody's.
Nope, because you know why? I am over it. You know, you get to a point where she'll tell you. I used to when I lived in New York and she was in New York. I used to call her every day to go somewhere, and even when she came to LA the first time, I would call her every day, and she'd be like, "Nope." But I used to be like, "She tripping." Now I get it, but that comes, I think, with maturity where. You start looking at your finances. You start looking at I'm going to go out and have fun and waste a bunch of time with a bunch of motherfuckers that don't mean shit while I'm not making shit. So I'm taking two L's for nothing.
Mm-hmm. I well, for me, the Fuck reason that. Why I hated going out was because going out was my job. Like, you know, going from doing music videos and then, you know, covers of magazines, calendars, that sort of thing, and then just having to do the appearances, you know, all over the country, out of the country and whatnot. If I got the opportunity to sit the fuck down mm-hmm. and regroup and not have to share my energy with a whole bunch of people who wanted to treat me like I was a fish in a fishbowl, that's what I'm doing. Melissa, let's go to a party. Fuck no. And that's so, my job.
No, and that's the important part right there. Like, people don't really understand the importance of preserving your energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because literally every conversation you have, somebody today on the way home, I mean, on the way to my house from getting my haircut this morning, was texting me about a friend's sister who committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel them sucking the energy out of me.
Right.
So I texted mm-hmm. him and I said, I don't know her, so I'm returning that information. Right. I can't absorb that from you.
Right.
She ain't your sister. I'm mm-hmm. invested in you, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to invest in her.
Yeah.
Now, he may probably look at the phone and be like, this nigga's an asshole. But for me, I have to do two shows. Mm-hmm. I have a meeting. I have a photo shoot on Monday out of town. Mm-hmm. I got shit I got to do. I'm sorry, return to sender.
Yeah.
If you don't protect your energy, motherfuckers will literally come in and take up space in your yeah. life that mm. you can't get rid of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And see, then, think about a cockroach. Think about the shit that you don't want in your house that's uninvited. It's mm. the same as negativity or people shit that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bars.
And then when you're like, you know, visible, people have this expectation as to who they think you are. And they want you to be that person all the time. So, yeah. you know, one time I was getting off of an airplane, just landed in Vegas, and I had to be on a stage just in a few hours. You know, it was an opening of a, you know, casino and a hotel and whatnot. Tank was one of the people that was scheduled to be there. Thank God. Because as soon as I landed, my phone blew up and it was my aunt. And I was just like, okay, whenever this lady calls me like this or texts me like this, it's something wrong and it has to do with my mom. And that's when she was like, call your mother right now. So I called my mom and my mom told me, I don't want you to worry, but I have cancer. I almost fainted in the fucking wow. airport. So, like, I don't even remember leaving the plane and getting to baggage claim. Mm. But what I do remember is once I got to baggage claim, there was a bunch of people who recognized me. And at that moment, they wanted me to be the Melissa Ford I was in their head.
Right.
I wasn't prepared to be that bitch right now. Mm. I just found out my mother had cancer. Mm. And I don't know. And I'm in Vegas with no passport because I'm traveling domestically. So I can't go home to Canada and make sure that my only living parent is okay. So I'm like freaking out. I almost couldn't do the event because I was beside myself. Tank really actually helped me just kind of power through and soldier through that whole thing. And then we went back to the hotel and ordered up chicken wings and got shit faced.
I don't know where that was going. I'm so glad.
Yeah. No.
Tank was on the show and said they never fucked.
He's always just been my friend. Like, always just been my friend.
But I will say, you know, I'm excited to finally announce that we have Jennifer Lewis here next week to talk about her book. And in the book, she describes her battle with depression and being bipolar.
Yeah.
And I've said on the show that I think I battled depression, just it's at a different level. I mean, I think everybody has some stuff because I said the other day, you know, I really have compassion when I, let me tell you. So my friend says, let's go to karaoke. I said, yeah, let's go to karaoke. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, you're not going to want to go because there's just going to be regular people there. And I said,
oh, wow.
What type of shit is that? I'd be around regular people. Nigga. Mm-hmm. I'm a regular person. Mm-hmm. He was like, no, you're not going to have fun. So I go and I wasn't having fun.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're around the regular people?
No, I walked in. I ran into Amber Riley. She's back from London. She was doing Chicago. Amber Riley, who was on Glee.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm putting your name on the list. And at first, there wasn't a lot of people in the room. So I was like, yeah, put me on mm-hmm. the list. I'm going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was waiting for that. Then Quay came. Blame mm-hmm. it on Quay. Mm-hmm. He came.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about just creative stuff mm-hmm. and wilding out and this and that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then more people start to fill the room. And as more people started to fill the room, I started seeing faces of people that I didn't like. And I said to myself, I created my own energy because I didn't need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't need to be here. It wasn't even something that I planned to do. Literally woke up with no plan to be there and added that plan in and fucked off the energy I had that day. I had a great day till then. So I said, it was great seeing everybody.
Take my name off the list.
And let me be clear. It ain't nobody that I got a problem with per se. I'm just not with the fake shit. The reason why I wasn't successful on Love & Hip Hop is that I'm not going to sit there when I know you blow up your air mattress every day. But then on set, you stepping out a helicopter. I ain't got time for the bullshit. So that's why I sold the fake shit. So let me tell you something. There's this boy in L.A. who paid an African girl to marry her because she needed money. He was gay. It was a good fit. She needed a green card. Okay, that's illegal, by the way. Keep talking shit, I'm gonna drop that name.
Right.
But anyway, so he married her because he's straight, but he really ain't straight because he'd be sending his dick to my friend on a gay chat app, whatever.
Mm.
So he walks in the room, and my thing is, you went and told somebody I was fake.
Mm-hmm.
You send your dick to niggas on sex apps, and you married a chick so she could get her papers, but I'm fake.
Mm.
I can't be in the space with you and not say something about it.
Right.
So you know what I said?
What?
I'm gonna leave. And I was sober.
I was just about to ask you that next.
Mm. Drunk Jason would have ran through that karaoke with that mic. I'd have took that mic before you say the song. I got a word, nigga. But I saw Mac Wilds. He's coming on the show. Said to say hi to everybody. But yeah, no, I mean, I have learned, and people out there that are listening, like, you really have to be the guardian of your energy, because the whole destination of where you going that day, that week, that month, that year, that whole lifetime is controlled by where you put yourself. And it's not about not being around regular people. You can't be the supreme person that God designed you to be if you around mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not, and it ain't even the people that ain't there. It's just like, okay, if you having conversations and a motherfucker, all they talking to you about is blunt raps, shooting dice, fucking bitches,
yeah,
that's not going to help you grow.
No, yeah. It's not.
Well said. I concur.
So
that was your weekend in recap, huh?
Oh, I'm on some other shit. I mean, after the dinner with 50 Cent, you know, I mean, if you would have been there.
Hilarious.
I know we never invite you. We'll get you.
That's cool.
The whole 4 hours is really like, you know, we were just absorbing how he's gone from being a rapper, nigga, to this power, nigga who's done all types of things.
Yeah.
I forget it. He has so many hats now. I even forget that he's a rapper.
But the thing about it is, he's no more special than you. He's no more special than me. None of these niggas are more creative than me. And I'm maybe not more creative than them, but they had their moment. They figured out that one thing. And, you know, I got a call from Breon Prescott, who's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, he said, you know, I'm really proud of you. I've seen this. You just did Wild and Out. You did Love & Hip Hop. You over here. You didn't. He said, I said, what am I not doing?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're doing everything. You just got to get, it's just that one thing. He said, just like Jamie had, blame it on the alcohol. You got to get that one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, you out of here. So I think if for all of us that are in different places, we just got to remember, like, you just got to keep going. But that time is precious. You can't just keep letting people just take up free rent.
Yep.
That part.
Well I know, said. I can't handle that.
If I had a drink, I would have definitely toasted to that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think both of us need to lay off the alcohol.
I haven't drank in like a week. Okay. You hear me?
Okay.
So how was your weekend, Miss Ford?
I'm boring. I am. I'm boring.
You're not boring. You were just boring this past weekend. So, that's it.
Who is the man that keeps putting flowers on your mantle?
Huh?
Yeah. Who the fuck keep putting flowers on your mantle?
You said my girl.
I'm fucking with you.
First of all, somebody that knows your address, which means that
absolutely.
They've been there.
Huh?
See, bitch, people always go deaf. You got the money on me, huh?
If you hear the sound of my voice, tell us who's sending flowers.
It's just an ex.
Wow. At least you keeping them. Shit. Let me try.
Never mind. Ooh, your ex got fired from the radio station.
First off, I've been knew that.
Why you didn't tell us?
That's not my place to tell her. But
she
moved up to a much bigger position.
What is she doing now?
I think she's at NBC.
92.3.
No, she's at NBC Universal.
Doing what?
I don't know. She just got a new house, and she just got a development deal with E! For a sitcom.
Okay, well, I take that back. Congratulations.
Congratulations. So, yeah, back to this dude.
What? It's just...
Why do you keep him, though?
Keep what?
X is for a reason. Unless it's on X Factor, it don't matter.
What...
Why do you keep flowers from your ex? Don't say because I like flowers and they're pretty.
Why do you receive flowers from your ex?
Because I don't have a problem with him. Mm. I like him.
Oh.
Is this OC?
Huh?
Can you not go hear deaf me today? Again?
I have eyes like a cat and ears like a bat, okay? I'm fucking deaf.
But is an ex that you still like?
I have a few exes that I still like. I hang out, my first boyfriend that I had when I moved to the States, his name Joe. He is one of my best friends. We go and have breakfast. We go and work out together. Like, he dog sits Daisy sometimes. you know, like he's my friend. There's some exes I do not have anything to do with, like, you know, my ex Alan.
Do you believe in sex with your ex?
No.
Oh, I love that shit.
No, I do not.
I love that shit.
No, my exes may as well be fucking eunuchs to me. Like, they are completely, I don't have any sexual desire for them in any way, shape, or form.
So, Gio, you have sex with an ex?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. You hear me?
Why, though? There's no emotional...
Just to do it. Like, to remember those days, those moments, see if that passion's still there. How much I love you. See if we could probably work this thing out again. Mm-mm. Like, I would fuck my ex-fiance. I would fuck Jim, my ex. I would fuck... Listen, I'm not opposed to XX. Sorry about all the language and the fucks, y'all.
So you would have, so if Jen called you right now and say, come
over. Absolutely.
But what about the new girl you sleeping with?
What? You all that motorboat and imaginary
tears? Not what that was for. I need you to calm down.
I'm not having sex with anybody new. I don't have a girlfriend. I'm courting women. I'm dating.
Do you know how insane you sound right now? Courting, because that's not what the fuck sex. You said last week. And furthermore, I swear to Christ, if anybody ever said to me, let me get that pussy. God. You.
She finally said it.
I fucking hate.
Let me give you the scenario. Okay, hold on. Bishop T.D. Jakes is preaching. Tyler Perry slides up behind you and says, give me that pussy. Not Tyler Perry. Wrong choice.
I was going to say, what is happening?
She ain't going to say that. Okay, big shot. No, he got with the girl. Who else? The shit. ASAP Rocky.
What?
Slides up on you and says, give me that sweet pussy.
Wait, what did you say? ASAP Rocky?
Yeah.
But that's something he was saying.
Mind you, T.D. Jakes is on stage, so we can't cuss. We in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be asking for pussy, but you never know when the spirit hits you. First, what do you say?
Here's the thing.
That's something he was saying.
No, I do not believe that ASAP would actually say that.
I'm just saying
that
it would fit more.
I just don't.
Okay, you got to think about it.
Like, Clive is saying that.
The game sees you in church.
Game's not saying
what's
that.
What's up? Let me get some of that pussy.
No. It's
Denzel Washington has left Coretta.
I need to get some of that sweet pussy right now, okay?
Wait. Stop it right now.
Denzel's wife is not named Coretta. That was Martin's wife. Yes. Dr. Martin Luther
King. Yeah, you said that.
Y'all gonna stop disrespecting our black culture.
You fucking did it.
You gonna stop.
You fucking did it.
What if Will Smith came up and said it?
No.
Yo,
listen,
get some of that sweet pussy.
No, I'm just saying.
What if Jada came up and said it?
Listen, there's only one woman that I allow myself to even have a bisexual fantasy about, and it's Rosa fucking Acosta. Okay?
I thought you were about to say Rosa Parks.
Now that you said that, Rosa's gonna slide in my DM.
Rosa's in my DMs.
I thought you were gonna say Rosa Parks.
Rosa, first of all,
I love
we're
that
not
girl.
Gonna disrespect Rosa Parks. It's because of her that we can sit in the front of the bus
and
a lot of other things.
Exactly.
I'm just saying because I get blamed for a lot of things on this show. I literally use this as my creative output to release the sick shit in my head.
Oh my God.
I could never say this shit one-on-one. So last week I had a call with the president of BET. What up, Connie? And I was trying to tell her about the show. And so we're trying to talk about like how it could work on BET. And I said, have you ever really just sat and watched the show? She said, yeah, I love the show. I said, no, I'm going to send you T.S. Madison's interview.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Get you a glass of Hennessy and just sit down and watch that.
Shout out to T.S., man.
Then
Queens Court is back.
Call me back and tell me how that's going to be next to Bobby Jones' gospel. Because niggas ain't going to understand that. So, but anyway, yeah, this show just allows all the recklessness I have in my life. I get it out every week here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But back to the sweet pussy thing.
Can I just say that any woman that allows herself to like just no. If any man says that to you and you're down with that, something's really fucking wrong.
Say it to be funny. I like to make girls laugh when I miss out that pussy.
Side note, I did a video yesterday that went viral. Can you stop saying puss? Because it's really like my gag reflex.
It really is.
Up. You know, the thing I said, I had a video go viral yesterday because, you know, congratulations to Fetty Wap. He had a baby yesterday.
Again?
But 2 months ago, he had another baby.
They're calling them hood twins.
And he got 5 other babies. At this point, if you're giving your pussy away to Fetty Wap, you need to die.
Yeah, baby.
Well,
and I don't give a fuck. You got 1 or 2 eyes. You could both see that shit coming.
I will say this. Him and Masika's baby is one of the most...
He makes
beautiful
kids. I'm like...
But he needs to just stop making them, you know, because... What are you trying to do? Repopulate the fucking earth?
This pull-out game must be whack.
It's obvious he's not doing it.
Google his dick is online. It's not the most impressive thing. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because I think we live in a society now where bitches need to get their rent paid.
Wait, hold on
men
one second.
And
here.
Women.
Okay, can you please explain to me what the allure is?
Okay, so
how?
Let me tell you what it's become. I think this is my own assessment.
How?
This is my own assessment.
Yeah.
Because first of all, Fetty Wap, you are my hero.
Okay, why?
One, because anybody that can be the finest nigga in the world and fuck everything in the world, I'm trying to be like you.
Because the women he gets really attractive.
But number two, this is what I think is happening. Fetty literally has created this competition of girls online who want to up the next bitch with a baby. And so it's not even like, okay, it's one thing that you fucking them all, but you're going raw in all these different people.
As fertile as that motherfucker is, I don't even want to be in the same room as him, okay?
Why?
Because...
You're gonna look at you and get pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the wheels are still turning down there.
He giving good babies though, and I know you would want one. So.
I don't. Look how I treat my dog. I don't want a motherfucking kid. Okay.
So if you could have a baby by any man in the industry, right now, like you know, any man, who would it be? Because I could tell you, if I had a pussy, it'd be wore out. I'd be at every front fucking seat of a fucking game, fight, every sport. Y'all niggas look up, I'd be at Wimbledon. I'd be soccer. I'd be every world
he'd be
title.
He'd be at the NASCAR race championships, too.
And my plus one would be the nigga fixing my pussy, because he'd have to get that shit ready for the next cycle. And I'm going to tell you, well, I wouldn't have no kids for a while, though. Because once you have kids... Well, Beyonce got kids, so I guess that don't matter.
But that's, you know, she's a married woman.
She's also Beyonce.
That's true.
Fucking robot.
So who would you have kids by?
Yeah.
I don't know. I because I just am so.
What about Liam Neeson?
Oh, I like him.
I will find you.
Yeah, I have a crush.
He's older, right?
A little bit.
What about George Clooney?
Brad Pitt. Well, no, he
really?
Isn't.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, because he's hot. He's hot.
I don't know.
What about Thor?
What's his name? Liam Helmsworth.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Right? Liam Neeson's the old nigga.
You know who I
kind of
think is hot? This is gonna sound really weird. What's his name?
The NBA sports guy you like, the older guy,
Stephen Smith.
No, okay, no. the older guy.
Oh,
forget his name.
Herm Edwards.
Yes.
I don't know what it. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
His dick probably don't work.
No, well, there's Viagra. Viagra Molly.
Okay. Have you ever gone outside to crank your car up to get it going?
Yeah.
Who gonna crank a dick up?
How old is that car?
Viagra.
Who cranks a dick up?
Hold on. You guys used Viagra before?
I didn't use Viagra. But one time I was fucking my friend's boyfriend and I used
he just slid that part in.
What did I use? We was fucking the Burbank. I would use the
Rhino?
The black rhino.
Yeah.
Damn, that motherfucker is magical.
Is a pill, right?
It's a pill.
Is it a capsule?
Yeah.
Can you
take two of them and you gonna fuck for 4 to 6 hours straight?
You get that out of the gas
but
station.
But like without coming, I don't want to fuck that long without coming.
Oh, no, there ain't no cuddling after that.
I said coming. I don't want to fuck for.
I don't even remember if I came. All I remember is we was every side of the bed. It was a mess.
I don't want that visual, bro.
You've had it before, so don't worry.
Never had that visual.
Okay.
Ever.
Nigga, get to Japan and say konnichiwa. Bitch, you know what the fuck I'm talking about, ho. All right, so Gio, what the fuck did you do? What young girl did you fuck this week?
He said he didn't.
I'm not.
He's acting pure
listen,
and chaste right
the
now.
The viewers are killing me for talking about my sex life. I'm not talking about my sex life no more.
Because you sounded so disgusting.
A few girls was like...
No, because I sit here and watch the range of emotion that you go through. First, there's like, oh my God, I'm not with my girl anymore. The next week, you're like, I fucked that young bitch. So the listeners, although there's a week in between your stories, are like, what ride are you taking me on?
Yeah, exactly.
No, man. What I did was I met with my agent. I just want to strategize, you know, with the success of a lot of things I have out and have coming out. I was like, okay, what's next? What's the next move? Let's knock some of these doors down. Was casting, was hot right now, you know. So I was just really on some Giovanni, what's next?
So do you feel like with like the hustle of being an actor that like, do you ever get frustrated with the process?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, man. I know, like you say, I feel like I'm underutilized talent.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of people getting things, not hating. I know that's what God has ordained for them. But I feel like, okay, what move did they play that I didn't do? My Denzel. That's when I start feeling like Denzel. What did he do that I didn't?
But see, the one thing I would say, if you just, there's one thing you could change. I promise you it'll change everything. If you listen to me, instead of going to hookah, start going to the right parties.
Oh, no, I do if I got invited.
That's hysterical.
Well, I don't really go nowhere, but I am
about
to hire a publicist.
Outside the hookah, you know, I own a little stock in that, bro.
Really?
Stocking
absolutely
what?
Not.
Oh, nice.
That's hilarious. Said absolutely
no,
not.
No, I'm just speaking to his listeners. But I'm there, but I make a lot of, listen, it'd be a lot of huge key players that be in that month.
Right.
Huge.
But okay, so, I mean, I would say just the process gets exhausting. I'll tell you, I was talking to somebody recently about just the whole wilding out experience, about how I wanted to quit on myself. You know, I have a few people that I call when I want to quit who I know ain't going to let me quit.
Yeah.
Ain't going to motivate me. But shit, it gets tiring. But once you get in it, and like, you in it now, but you just need that one thing.
It's just one for anything.
One part.
One thing away. So I've been cool on the girls, man. Like, I'm just doing me, man. I'm fuck these girls.
So it's looking like the pretty young thing is just...
You know, it's not that. It's just her mind's not where I need it to be.
Because she's young.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay,
wow,
so...
Wow, news at motherfucking 11.
I wasn't going to tell the story, but I'm going to tell the story. So... So first of all, I'm gonna preface it with I'm very single, and the people that I do have situations with, we understand that I'm very single. So when we go on trips together, or when we do shopping, or when we spend us alone time, it's never about anybody else, because at that moment it's about us, and we all have that understanding. It's not a lot of us, but it's a little bit. So a fan slides in my DM and says the nicest message I've ever received from a person.
Was it a girl?
No.
Okay.
Okay, read it.
Well, somebody said something to me too.
I have a filter on my Snapchat and Instagram.
No girls.
If it has a vagina, block it.
That's hysterical.
No, I'm just playing.
That's hysterical.
There's no such thing as a Snapchat vagina blocker. But anyway, nicest thing or whatever. So I said, basically I had met them and I had said something to them in passing that changed the direction of their life. They quit their jobs, got into their thing, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, cool. Would love, whenever you come to LA, like, let's link up. Boom. They got a flight and came to LA that day. Mm-hmm. So you know me. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Well, we can hang out. So we hung out. And so they're there at my house. And mind you, when I have a conversation with you, I'm very specific about my intentions. Mm-hmm. I don't do the whole, let's come, let me bait you into something. And then you get that before you get on that good old flight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my intentions are going to be very fluid. So you can come over. We can do we can do whatever we want to do. We could read a book. That ain't going to happen. But we could create a mood board. We could be fucking whenever you get on that flight, you better just come very open-minded to do whatever is going to happen. So they got here. We got to talking. And, you know, in a conversation, after a while, the person that you thought you met, the real motherfucker shows up.
Yeah, Chris
that's
Rock.
That's the secretary.
Our representatives.
You said after the what?
That's the secretary you talked to before you meet.
Soon
most.
As that motherfucker showed up and started, just the conversation went left. I just said, you know, I no longer want to do this. And they were like, I can't believe it. You just gonna, like, I'm not invested in you, so I can't think about you anymore. Like, you literally, it's over. So, you know, sort of like when you shut that book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The book is shut.
Mm-hmm. Mentally Bye. Checked out.
Yeah, it's with this one, man.
Like, physically. Called another friend, got them in an Uber, went to a club.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened to this one?
I haven't seen or spoke to them.
So them and their bags, where did they go?
didn't look fast enough. Shit, I was moving. Had a little vodka in me.
You sound like I was a 50-year-old timing right there.
But I say that to say, no matter whether you've been in a situation for 20 years or 20 minutes, get the fuck out when it don't make sense no more.
Now that I think I feel like I've gotten out, now she's kind of like, you're acting different towards me now.
Who?
Young thing.
Yeah, be like, you young. See, this is what you got to realize. People are like, oh, he likes him young. Yeah. The young ones, one, the stamina, they going to keep your fuck game up, number one. Number two, they so all over the place trying to find themselves that they not going to, that you can help to shape them into something that's workable.
I think
workable.
That's what turned me off a little bit, because it's like, she's just all over the place about mental shit. I'm
she's
like,
young.
So this is what they say, women mature older faster than men.
Let me tell you, let me tell you what you say to her. This is just a fuck thing.
We never had any type of passion. We haven't even kissed. I really like this chick. I was trying to really court her.
The one that you brought to our thing?
Yeah. I would really.
So who were you fucking last week?
Huh?
Who were you fucking last week?
What you
say? That's who we thought that you were fucking.
Oh, no. I'm Charles Barkley.
How are you courting somebody and fucking somebody else?
Listen.
Okay,
we're
going to get to some music. Wait, we'll be right back.
It's possible you could court somebody that you like.
End the fucking show. All right. It's almost summertime. It's time to get those bodies right.
Yeah. How are you doing on your workout?
So here's the only issue I have with this trainer. So for those listening, Melissa Ford has referred me to her trainer, Hollywood Hino, which is cool because I have to have a trainer that's really hard on me, that pushes me, mm-hmm. and that doesn't give up, mm-hmm. but also understands when I say, nigga, I'm not fucking doing that, that I'm serious. Because I got Uber on my phone. I don't give a fuck how much I paid you. Nigga, I will end the session and go home because I got joint issues. I've realized my right knee, I need to go get crowd therapy.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
I'm old. I'm getting up late now.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of like switching up my routine. And as much as I love Hino, I work out with him a lot. Other times my body just requires different things. So one of the things that I've been doing is I've been doing Beachbody on demand. And they're basically a streaming service that gives you instant access to a wide variety of super effective workouts that you can do from the comfort of your own living room, because sometimes I don't want to leave home. And when I don't want to do, like, you know, the heavy duty, you know, just grind that Hino kind of puts you through, I need to chill out with some yoga. Mm-hmm. I need to do some lengthening and stretching kind of exercises. So my favorite thing on the program matrix right now is the 3-week yoga retreat, because it's for all levels. Like, if you've never done yoga before, then this is for you, because it's a nice introductory into yoga. And if you're more intermediate and you've done some yoga, but things are still a little bit difficult for you, it can accommodate you there.
I tried yoga one time. I'm not a fan of laying on my back and opening up my legs in front of a group of people.
Lies.
Some shit that just don't make me feel comfortable. I stay within my comfort zone.
Yoga's not exactly lying on your back, opening up your legs. That's something else, Jason.
Well, maybe it was Russell Simmons' class I was at, but whoever class I was at, the nigga was doing some other shit. But back to Hino real quick.
Okay.
He had me do 200 crunches yesterday.
That sounds about right.
Nigga.
200 crunches.
First of all, these abs, they were like,
dormant.
Got to about 99. It was like, nigga, keep trying it. I had a cramp in my chest from doing crunches.
What a beautiful part about this is the makers of Beachbody on Demand, they're behind some of the biggest workout regiment programs out there, like P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil.
You know what? You should try Insanity.
I did.
Did you do it?
No, actually, no,
and
I did P90X.
You did P90X.
P90X. This is back in my touring dance days.
Like I said, you should do Sean T's Insanity. Well, he has something new called Focus T25. So now it's 25 minutes instead of like the hour-long workout that it used to be. Insanity is insane. Like, it literally torches calories. It's nuts. I've seen people go from like, well... I've seen people go from...
We've seen a 40-year-old turn into a 31-year-old.
I've seen people lose a lot of weight using Insanity.
We're just seeing the Beachbody product.
Speaking of Insanity, my ex called me from prison. He's getting out April 6th. Mm. And so I'm going to get him the Beachbody package as a welcome home present.
Well,
just so he can keep his...
prison physique?
Yeah.
I was going to say he's probably looking pretty good, mm-hmm. since he had nothing else to do.
You know, I have that rule of not going back in reverse, but I would take him back because he looks better than everybody on this P90X sheet right here.
Really? Well,
absolutely.
Okay, well, I want to challenge our listeners. You know, log on to beachbody.com because I really want you to try this service. And I kind of want to do something competitive with the rest of you.
Testimonies.
Yeah, exactly. I want to hear some testimonies. I want to hear if you guys liked it as much as I do. I'm a big fan of P90X. I'm a big fan of Focus T25 and Insanity, Sean's whole program.
Can I tell you, I've known Sean T since he was a dancer for Britney Spears.
Same here.
He has been a dancer, and his brother, who lives in New Jersey, by the way, his name is Ennis Thompson. If you can find him online, he just got married, unfortunately, but I don't think he loves that girl. He's fine as hell.
Okay, well, anyways, for our listeners, let's get back to what I was saying. You guys can get a free trial membership when you text UNLOCK to 303030, and you will get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. That is UNLOCKed. Text UNLOCKed to 303030. And I think that the nutritional information is really what's important, is because when people start working out, the most confusing thing is
diet.
Is what do I eat? Mm-hmm. When do I eat it? You know, like carbs, fat,
can't tell you,
protein.
Besides this meal planning service and Blue Apron.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm eating more food than I've ever ate in my life. These 5 meals a day thing is just like, really? I got to eat again. But I will tell you, when you work out with Hino and you go to Equinox and you do all the activity that I'm doing now, that shit, you need that shit to just keep you fueled.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, I really, really want you to try the Beachbody on demand, because Melissa and I are getting ready for the summer. Gio, on the other hand,
we don't know what he's doing.
He's gaining weight for another role.
Listeners, I really want you to try the Beachbody on demand service, because I'm just really, I want to work out with you guys.
You posted a picture on your Instagram of you with no shirt on. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was like 2 months ago.
Okay. Oh, you had the proper lighting, makeup. That said, that Photoshop face tune. That nigga used 3 or 4 apps to get that final product, but it was a good shot. But I want to be there for the editing process. So the next time, let Hollywood Unlocked do behind the scenes.
No, that was definitely from like 2 years ago.
Absolutely. I wasn't going to blow your spot up, but my nigga, shit, that shit was old.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, text it. Get the shit. Let's go. Okay, so before we go any further, make sure you download or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. We're fixing Google Play, so go look for it on there. If it ain't there, just keep looking. And watch us on YouTube. You know, I want to give a shout out to Amber Rose really quick before we get started. I texted her this morning. I saw, you know, people online, we talk about the haters online or the armchair quarterbacks. People literally have miserable lives because, you know, it's the people that are telling you who you should be who ain't doing half of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I don't give it any energy. But she had posted a video online of her son who's like, how old is Sebastian?
Like 4 or 5.
5 or something like that. And she was thanking Taylor Swift for sending him tickets to her show. Taylor Swift sent him this beautiful package, VIP, everything. And basically, he was really excited. And so people now are online calling him gay and this and that. So she went on the defense defending her son, saying, you know, it's not cool to attack children, blah, 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 blah. It's the same shit that we were saying to her when we interviewed her about the slut walk. Like, people online need to be able... Well, it's different. Let me separate it. First of all, I think the people that are attacking a young kid, you're just a piece of shit. And to Amber, you know, continue to support your son, you know, living his life however he want to live it. If he wants to love Taylor Swift or he wants to love 21 Savage or Wiz Khalifa music, he can love whatever he wants. So that's the beautiful thing of raising a kid, that they get to become whoever they want. Right. But the message we were saying to her was, we all have a shared responsibility of how we shape conversation online, because evil people do live there. So I don't know. I thought it was really fucked up. But
I don't understand why people would, you know, draw a connection between a 4 or 5 year old liking Taylor Swift and homosexuality. That's ridiculous.
Because he's black, and black people got that sensitive shit. You can't, you know, I just posted a video online.
I like Taylor Swift.
Of Swaggy P.
Yeah.
In the car with his other basketball player, McGee. JaVale McGee. JaVale was in the backseat and he was touching on Swaggy P's ear. And Swaggy P was like, don't touch my ear. You know, I love that shit. And
that's hilarious.
JaVale McGee was like, hey, boo. So, you know, I slid it. I added Swaggy P and said, that shit is hot. Yeah. But I posted it to create the conversation, because I feel like if white people do it, everybody laugh at it.
Exactly.
Funny. So if some niggas do it, you download gay.
Yeah.
What is that?
Up. I don't know. Like, you get up there, you see Jim Carrey on the war show, and he goes up there and tongue kisses Will Ferrell. Like you say, it's hilarious.
It's comedy.
It's comedy. But when a black man does it, he's gay.
Yeah.
And it's messed up.
Mm.
Me and my homies, we play like that shit sometimes. It's fine.
Well, I mean...
Gio.
That shit's funny as fuck.
Okay, Gio, I'm going to say this. I'm not, you know, if I say anything, your followers are going to say, oh, he's...
No, I'm just saying, like, JaVale and Swaggy P.
So you tongue kiss your friends?
No, I'm talking about playing, like, what's up, boo? That shit like that.
So
you know how to... Oh, you should have been a lawyer.
Wait, so walk me through when you say, what's up, boo, to one of your homies. Because I just want to... Hold on. I just want to, like... I just want to see if I could. I just want
moving
to
on.
No. See, because I think it's educational. There are young boys out there right now who want to call their homeboy and be like, "What's up, boo?" But that's they're not gonna do it.
Okay, no, we're not. You're not luring me into that.
Put my reading glasses back on.
You've definitely been a lawyer. You're fucking great.
They don't make as much money as I do.
Yeah, you'll be.
All right, anyway, shout out to Amber Rose. Keep doing your thing. So, Melissa.
So hold on.
Yes.
Her and Wiz back together for real?
I didn't hear that. Did you hear that?
Yes, that she dumped 21 Savage and that she's 21. Back with Wiz.
I would love to see her back, because Wiz just dropped his girl too.
Oh, well, thank you, that's God. The thing is that both Wiz and her have taken all evidence of a prior relationship off their pages. So all 21 Savage and Amber Rose just off her page. He's singing R&B songs in the bathroom
I'm so glad Wiz dropped
with the shower going and shit, so people don't hear him crying.
I'm here for it.
So
I would love to see that.
I would too.
I mean, who doesn't want to see a family get back together?
And they really,
I don't
want to
see mine get back together.
Okay, well, you know.
I got a receipt that I can't say, though.
All right. What's going on in the world?
I don't know.
Because if you're not going to tell it, we don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, Trey Songz was arrested for felony domestic violence.
Damn, I wish I was in that cell.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That's the only time I want to be in jail.
All right. Well, according to TMZ, the singer turned himself in for an alleged incident involving a woman he was out with in L.A. last month during NBA All-Star Weekend. He was booked on shortly released on a $50,000 bond. He's been accused of hitting Andrea Buera at a Hollywood Hills party. She claims he became upset because she was talking to another man. She says he choked her and hit her to the point where she suffered several bruises and she had to go to the hospital.
Here's why I'm going to say I don't believe it.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Okay. She also got a restraining order against Trey because she became scared of the singer. Trey's lawyers have told the arresting detectives that her story is filled with inconsistencies. And Trey posted a series of tweets that said, "For weeks, my lawyers and management have asked me not to comment on this. And I initially agreed. But this morning, I feel that my family, the women that raised me, my friends and fans, especially the youth, need to hear from me. I am being lied on and falsely accused for someone's personal gain."
So here's where I would say I don't believe it. And I ain't just saying this because Trey Songz follows us. Here's why I don't believe it.
Okay.
You've been around, you know Trey Songz, right?
Yeah.
You've been around him.
Yeah.
I've been around Trey Songz. I don't know him personally, but I know people.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
He is a nice person. Mm-hmm. Nice guy. Everybody loves Trey, and Trey loves everybody. I've seen him at the Pleasure P parties where there's just a private turn up in the room with the girls, and the girls love Trey, and Trey loves the girls. We know he'd fuck with no condoms, and we know of a couple STDs that we've heard allegedly have been passed along. But in terms of beating a bitch up, I don't believe it. And this is the crazy shit.
They always say
if you're at a house party in the hills, there are cell phones. We live in the age of everybody being a CNN high reporter.
Yeah.
So you don't think if Trey's wailing on a girl and beating her down that somebody ain't pulling out to sell that? I don't believe that. Now, if you was at Jamie Foxx's house when they take your phone and lock it up, then I'd say, well, maybe somebody beat your ass.
Right.
But I don't believe that. I just don't see Trey beating her up.
Okay, well, he had an incident in Detroit where he, like, apparently was on the stage and, like, raging out of control. So, are you
doing... Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so...
He said he's with every inch of the shits.
What? Well,
maybe he did. I don't know.
He was drunk. He was clearly making a statement that he wasn't no bitch and he was with the smoke.
Wait, when he was in... No, when he... No, okay, let's talk about this situation in Detroit, if I remember. He was on stage and something happened to where he started to destroy the stage. They went to arrest him and he hit a police officer, right?
Okay.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But in terms of beating a woman, I don't know. That's not the trait that I thought.
I don't think that the two incidences are even closely resemble each other, you know?
Man. Well, we pray for everybody involved and Trey, you know, keep on trucking.
Have you ever gotten into a public altercation with an ex?
Oh, absolutely.
Duh. That question was not directed to you, motherfucker. We already know.
Well, I gotta fuck moms.
What? Huh?
So, I gotta fuck moms? Motherfucker, why do I gotta fuck moms?
So, moving along.
Y'all some assholes.
I got into an argument with an ex. We were at the... So, I used to be friends with Dawn from En Vogue. Mm-hmm. And En Vogue is one of my most favorite female groups of all times. Mm-hmm. They had reunited for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. And they had a show downtown. So I told my ex at the time, I said, let's go to the show. I want to go support Dawn. So we went and Dawn said, I left you a pass to come back. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, do you have two? And she said, I only left you one. Mm-hmm. I said, damn. So I said, do you mind if I go back there for 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, go. You know, I know you really like them. So I go back, take a picture with the girls. I'm literally only back there for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I come out, he's sitting in the front and he goes, and we're at LA Live. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, you know, you show respect to everybody who's a celebrity, but you don't show respect to me. Like, got me out here waiting like a fan. This is loud talking me now in public, and I'm not with that. So I just said, you know what? Can we just deal with this when we get home? So he's escalating. And remember I said the story on the show where I thought he was a little slow because his mom tried to drown him, and I think he had some brain damage. Right. For real. No disrespect. But so he's screaming now at the top of his lungs. So I'm walking as fast as I can get to my car. Because, you know, like with your parents, they're not going to beat you in public. Not that I was going to beat them, but we're going to handle this when we get to a private area. Mm-hmm. So we had never had a physical, and we'd argue, but never physical, but it's escalating. So we get to the car. The car's under a bridge downtown. And if you push the button once, it opens my door. If I push it twice, it opens all the doors. So he got to his door. I got to my door. I pushed it one time, and his door was still locked, and I opened my door, and I said, so you running your mouth. How you getting home?
I would do the same thing.
He de-escalated until he got in the car. We was arguing and just screaming all the way back home. But yeah, that was really the only public fight because I don't do the public thing. Once you fight with me in public, it's over.
Yeah. It's not my thing either. Mm-mm. It's never been my thing. However, I did have a boyfriend try and run me over.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I was fucking crazy. I used to have a hell of a temper.
You? The yeah. temper?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I know. I am so, you know, just... I'm so sweet natured now. Once upon a time, folks.
So he tried to literally try to run you over?
Well, I walked in front of the car and was screaming and yelling and, you know, saying all kinds of fuck this.
Oh,
and
well, you
fuck
was trying
that.
To commit suicide then.
Yeah. And then he.
Kill your side.
So he, nobody told your ass to get in front of the car. Bitch, it goes forward.
Yeah. So he pressed on the accelerator and knocked me down.
Damn. As you laugh about it. Oh, I have to say something for the audience. Seriously. And listen, we cannot laugh when I say this.
Okay.
Hold on. Serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For real. No, I'm serious.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. During one of our recent shows, T.S. Madison and I were telling a story where I said that I was 10 years old fucking two girls. One was 16 and one was I don't know how old. And remember they were smoking Marlboros while we was fucking.
Yeah.
Playing with my little dick and shit.
Yeah.
Ooh, the viewers were upset about that because they said that I was making a joke out of being molested. I honestly didn't even think about being molested.
Right.
Because we were all kids.
That was, they were not
16,
kids.
That's a kid.
That's a teenager. That's not a kid.
So I honestly was sitting here telling the story, not thinking I was telling a molest story because I've been fucking since, I don't even know. So, to anybody who was offended, I apologize.
I feel like one of the girls, you said one was 16, one was 18.
No, one was 16 and one was 8. So it was like, or maybe 8, 10. I don't
what?
Remember.
What was Jerry the Springer show is going on? Doing?
Wait, I was 10. No, she wasn't 8. A 10. I don't even know how old we were. I was 10. One was 16.
Okay,
April was
so
16.
They were both smoking Marlboros, though? The 8-year-old was smoking a Marlboro? What the fuck?
No, I'm thinking, no, one wasn't 18. One was 16, and I don't know how old the other one was. I just don't remember. I remember I was 10.
Okay.
What in the Mari?
But either way, it was just like, I apologize. My intention was not to trivialize people being molested.
I'm just trying to figure out what the 16-year-old was thinking. Like, how is she, like, looking at
I got a nigga. I don't know.
How's she looking at a 10-year-old and being like, yeah, no.
Okay, I've been watching myself since I was 8 years old. I was in my house watching myself cooking my own food.
Me too. I was a latchkey kid.
Taking care of my sister
old.
Who was 5. So, I mean, I've been grown.
Mm-hmm.
The first person I ever see get killed, I was, what, 8?
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been, you know, there's some young kids who are grown. At 10.
I'm sorry. I just, no.
Listen, I'm not going
to. Trying to make it okay.
I'm not trying to make it okay because wherever April is, look, y'all go find her and press charges. I ain't tripping. But I'm just saying, I'm not trivializing molest, but I wasn't telling a molest story in my mind.
Okay. Well,
I never thought twice. I never thought nothing of it.
You guys wouldn't. You guys wouldn't. You know, because it's when it's an older girl and she's playing with your ding-a-ling. Y'all aren't really fucking thinking like, oh, my God, I'm being molested. Ding-a-ling.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Once you start playing with a man's dick, he ain't thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, anybody out there, you owe somebody money, just start playing with his dick. He'll forget. Okay. What else is going on?
Okay. Well, this news, I'm sorry. It tickled me a little bit. Donald Trump Jr. is getting a divorce, and he's the one that looks like the serial killer from American Psycho, Bret Easton Ellis' novel.
Okay, last time we had a show here, we interviewed Floyd.
Uh-huh. What? That's his homie?
Don Jr. made some phone calls.
Who?
Don Jr.
Oh!
The White House. Remember I told you the White
right,
House?
Right, right, right.
Don Jr. wasn't happy with our interview.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, fuck him. Oh, sorry, my bad.
yeah, piece of shit motherfucker.
Exactly. So him and his wife, Vanessa Trump, have filed for divorce after 13 years. And it's looking like he cheated on her a couple of times. And Jesus. One of the people that he cheated on her with was with Aubrey O'Day.
Mm. Do you?
Girl, bye. Come on, man.
There's
nothing attractive about him. So you're just fucking him because he's rich and whatnot and has influence.
Oh, let me tell you something. If this relationship with Hollywood Hino don't pan out the way I want it to, and I do get rich in the meantime, they're going to say the same about me. Oh, they just fucking with him for his money. And I'm going to tell you right now to all you fine-ass Dominicans that can hear me, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Because we all fucking each other for something. I don't believe in love no more. I love to fuck. I love to go shopping. And I love to lay up and watch the view.
Yeah, I'm good on that love shit.
Oh, God. Both of you are just so goddamn damaged. It's fucking pathetic. I can't right now. Anyways.
There's an ice box where my heart used to be.
Oh, I really like that song, too. Okay, well, allegedly he fell in love with Aubrey while they were filming The Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011.
Jesus.
And says sources say that Vanessa was devastated at the time when Donnie Jr. told her he was planning to leave her for Aubrey at the time. Jeez Louise.
True story. One time I partied with Aubrey and DJ EQ and she fell down the stairs at this club downtown. You know how somebody fall?
Slow.
You know how somebody trip and you act like you don't see it because you don't want to make them uncomfortable? The bitch fell down the stairs. Uh-huh. I was like, girl, you need help. But I ain't seen her since. She used to drink a lot.
Yeah.
Well, she did. That was pretty nuts. She released a song in 2013 called DGT.
DJT.
My bad. DGT. DJT.
Because his full name is Donald Trump Jr.
No. Donald John Trump.
Dick
got this.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
DGT?
No, it's DJT.
DJT.
Oh, well, fuck it. My joke fell flat. Keep going.
After President Trump's win on election night, Aubrey tweeted, "My story I didn't tell is worth millions now." Well, tell it, girl. We waiting for with Beta. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for Melania to divorce Trump.
Not me. I'm waiting for Stormy Daniels to release Trump's dick pics.
Oh my God.
She keeps intimating at the fact that she has evidence.
I can't wait.
And if we see Donald Trump in a porno.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to go on record.
Donald Trump had like a 10 inch dick though?
He does not.
What if he did?
I can guarantee he doesn't.
What if he showed up? He was like, bitch, this presidential dick could get you going.
He does not act like he has big dick swag.
There is no such thing as big dick swag.
I know when a motherfucker has a big dick. I know when a motherfucker has a mediocre dick. And don't even look at me, Gioka. I don't want to think about your dick. All right? How about that one? But here's the thing.
Here's
the telltale sign of if a motherfucker has a big dick. Well, one of them. It's how fat the thumb area is. Yeah, you got big ass hands, Jason. I already know.
No,
get your hand away from me, Gio.
Look at my thumb meat. Is it fat or what?
I don't want to hear about your meat.
I don't want to think about your fuck, okay? You are off limits, okay, to my fucking Rolodex.
I've heard so many people, women, say that because I know what Jason would go with that.
No. A friend of mine was showing me a video of him fucking his girlfriend the other day, and it was so good. It was just such
a
good
video. The video was a good video?
The video was such a good video.
It was so well produced.
It wasn't well produced.
It was an iPhone with a light and it was set up and just, it was just, I'm going to get the video. I'm going to bring him to show you the video.
It was so well shot.
It was so good.
I want to know what made it so good.
I don't know what they were on though because I counted the time because there's four videos in all and I watched a lot of all of them. Uh-huh. They had to fuck for probably like 4 to 5 hours.
They must have been on sun.
I'm like, you didn't come and you kept an erection for 5 hours?
No, they were both definitely on something. Mm. Like and Molly.
You only get about 25, 35 minutes out of me.
So back to black excellence.
Yeah. Black excellence.
Diddy's out there looking for black business owners.
Yes, he is. Diddy's working on an app to make it easier to find black-owned businesses. So he's embarking on the tech industry and announced a new app that will make it easier to find black-owned businesses. Isn't he working alongside Jay-Z with this? Or are they doing their own?
I don't know. I saw some about
that. There's two things that they're doing.
He told GQ Magazine about the new app he's working on that will allow users to easily find black-owned and black-friendly businesses in any given city or neighborhood. And the app is still untitled and it will make an economic community possible for black folks, Diddy and Jay-Z are going into business together.
So look, not putting anybody on blast, just so we know that this is real shit. Read this text message that's in my phone. Don't say who sent it, but read that message. Literally, that was sent to me yesterday. Read that.
Spoke to Puff about you and Revolt last night. I got it in.
What did I say?
Laughing my ass off. Yay. Was he receptive?
What did they say?
Yes, he was. Call you later.
He's on his black excellent shit. So I'm going to say shout out to you, Puffy. Shout out to you, Nick Cannon. You know, this is why when people ask me, I was in London and ran into, I'm going to tell some fucking business. I was in London and ran into James Cruz and Carl Kanai.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to my hotel after traveling all over the fucking world and they were sitting by the fireplace and they said to me, what do you think about this Russell Simmons controversy?
Mm-hmm.
I said, fuck him. Mm-hmm. Fuck these dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about nobody that don't give a fuck about me. If you ain't trying to help me get to where I'm going and you know I'm talented because you look at the numbers, I'm beating all of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Right.
Now, Nick Cannon sat right here, gave me a job. All I had to do was ask.
Mm-hmm.
The same with Puff. I needed to meet with Puff. No problem. He wants to meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck with people who care about black excellence, because I'm going to tell you, do not tell me that you care about black excellence when you sitting up on the throne and you not trying to help no motherfucker.
Right.
Because you're not the only nigga.
Wow. Right.
And you look at, like, for example, right, when people were like, oh, go watch the Wakanda movie. Go watch
Black
it.
Black Panther.
The Wakanda
movie. Fuck that
movie.
You know why? Because it ain't about black excellence. I'm black excellence. I'm mm-hmm. a self-made entrepreneur. You're a self-made entrepreneur. You're a self-made entrepreneur. All of us are black excellence.
Okay,
it don't, wait. It don't take Marvel to make me believe that
you're
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Okay. From Wakanda
okay,
anyway.
No, so hold on. Go well, ahead. You said Wakanda.
Wait, but one last thing. Mm-hmm. Marvel spent no money.
Okay.
With black advertisers.
I understand that. But a lot, you might not necessarily, everybody was the target audience, but you got to understand from the standpoint of young children seeing something like this, this is very beneficial to them. It's the same thing as young black kids seeing a black president, understanding that there is no ceiling for them anymore, where at one point we were led to believe otherwise. So I get what you're saying about that point, but when it comes to seeing black superheroes and just like, and also just the relationship between black men and black women honoring each other, I think that that's what Black Panther really, that's the impact it had on me.
And that's a great perspective. And I'm not going to minimize that because that is true. But be your black excellence in your house. You want your kids to see those images? Be those images.
Right.
Be the black excellent mother who goes to work as an independent woman, comes home and still provides for her family. Be the father that doesn't try to fuck a bitch because she on Instagram with 200,000 followers. Be there with your kids. Stop waiting for some fictitious nigga from a country that don't and a world that don't exist to become your kid's superhero. You be the superhero.
I agree.
But I'll go back
well.
To Puffy. Puffy, as we know, has been amidst tons of controversy. Mm-hmm. We've seen him grow up from an intern to mm-hmm. a producer mm-hmm. to executive producer to label owner to entrepreneur to fashion icon to
mogul,
water company owner, liquor,
lifestyle, mm-hmm. television network. And I'm just like, is he the only one person on this earth that could do that? He's the only one person.
No, Jay-Z.
When they are they the only people?
No, they're not the only
Magic Johnson.
People. Yeah,
but it just keeps going on and on. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, those people mm-hmm. need to be Wakanda. Mm-hmm. You need to open up the door and let mm-hmm. other black people in because right. that's black excellence.
I agree.
So I'm on this like, okay, even if the fans hit me up and say, oh, that's fucked up, blah blah. None of the fans have really attacked me for that opinion, but I just feel like when I was sitting there in London and they were like, what do you think about Russell? I don't think about Russell.
Mm.
I don't pray for Russell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do yoga with that nigga. I don't look at his Instagram. I don't hate him.
Right. You're just indifferent.
But it's just like, what have you done
mm-hmm.
to really, and we can have that debate if Russell wants to come here, but what have you done? So what you want us to line up?
Well, you know, I gave you the rush cards.
That seemed to be more of a problem than a solution to helping people with their credit.
Look at Bill.
Those interest rates were kind of.
I gave you fat farm corn.
Look, no. You gave us a product. Hold on. You gave us a product.
Yeah.
So that we can be your consumer.
So we could celebrate your excellence
mm-hmm.
and then buy into your shit. But how many, I don't know, did you go to schools and look for up and coming designers to be the face of your brand? No, you probably went and did collaborations with niggas that could help make your shit hot. I'm not here for, listen, the whole black excellence thing, if you don't walk it like you talk it,
hey,
I don't want to hear that shit. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Okay, well, I was mistaken about the app that Diddy and Jay-Z are working on together. It's an app called Promise, which is geared towards focusing on helping the injustices that people face in mass incarceration, which is...
That's dope.
Yeah, super dope, super dope. So, do you think the social media age is where we can bring an effective social change through an app?
I don't know, but I think, I don't know, but I'll tell you what is going to change. Because when I see Puffy, the first thing I'm going to say is, nigga, I've been waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting. And I didn't just come here with conversation. Here's the deck I sent to this black person that didn't send it to you. Here's the deck I sent to this black person that didn't send you. Here's the show I pitched to this black person that didn't tell you. Puffy, I've been waiting for you. I know your kids, but I didn't go through them. I went through your protocol because at the end of the day, your shit should work in a way to get real shit to you. But I'm here now. So let's work.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to be
like
okay
that.
If you say, nah, nigga.
Right.
I'm going to be okay because I'm going to say, look, I got to you.
Right.
Yeah.
And I ain't going
Mission
nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going nowhere. So well everybody said. Everybody listen to me right now talking about, oh, he talks shit about Russell. He talks shit about this. Guess what? I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. I think my Tinder just went off.
Okay, well, in other Black excellence news, Angela Bassett was recently on Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen. Hi, Andy. And she actually agreed with the fact that she thinks she was robbed of her Oscar for playing Tina Turner in 1994. We have been waiting for 24 years for her to actually acknowledge that she felt like she was robbed, because she was. I'll never forget who won. Holly Hunter for The Piano. She played a deaf mute. Mm-hmm. I was like, how the fuck? She wasn't wearing makeup like Charlize Theron when she won for Monster. She didn't. You played a deaf mute and you won the motherfucking Oscar against Angela Bassett playing.
Don't take away from her. She was the quietest bitch that ever existed in movies, and she deserved that Oscar.
Yeah, fuck no, she didn't.
If anybody else, who was quieter than her?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Who was quieter than her?
Helen Keller.
Well, that bitch should have got one too. I say Angela Bassett and I were born on the same day. She's a fucking Leo. I'm surprised she wasn't a Savage and came out a while ago. But I will also tell you that this is my favorite actress. Mm-hmm. She's so fucking dope that I don't understand why she hasn't won one yet.
She's only been nominated that one time.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait and exhale. Ain't nobody burnt no nigga shit down the way she burnt the nigga shit down.
Oh my God, she gave me chills watching that
793.
Oh, I had an epiphany.
What?
Jennifer Lewis will be here next week. We're going to ask her to get Angela on the show.
How?
She was her mother in What's Love Got to Do With It.
She's her mother in everybody's thing.
She's good. Her book is called The Mother of Black Hollywood.
She's my mama too.
Yeah. Right. Okay, but you know what? I know I'm late. I just started watching Power. I powered through 3 seasons inside of a week. That's what I've been doing.
Damn, that's really impressive.
Yeah, that's my weekend recap. I was watching Power.
Sounds like my friend in Australia fucking everybody. This one weekend, 5 people in 3 days. I didn't understand it. You just got to power through it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't want to even have a visual in my head. So anyways, I powered through that. But then I started watching Black-ish. That is one of the funniest shows I've ever watched in my entire life. And Jennifer Lewis is so hysterical. The episode I watched, she is in competition with a Korean grandmother for the affections of her grandkids because they just didn't want to hang with their grandmother anymore. So she's pissed off. It was just so funny.
Very well written.
Yeah. It's such a dope show. It really is.
Have you looked at her Instagram? She's like respected by a lot of people.
Who, Jennifer Lewis?
Yeah, it's kind of intimidating. I'm looking forward to meeting her, and I've already been warned that she is full of energy.
Yeah.
And they're like, y'all better get your naps in for that interview.
I love that. She's coming next week?
She's coming next week.
We need to clear the space.
Oh, we gonna figure it out. But
there
listen,
needs to be nobody else on the itinerary her.
No, K. Michelle's coming too. K. Michelle's coming also. Well, K. Michelle's coming, I think, Thursday. But either way, we got India Love next week. Her, Faith Evans reached out to me yesterday. We're getting her on the show. So we just got to keep going. But yeah, shout out to Jennifer Lewis and shout out to Black Excellence. But you got to really be living it, people. I'm going to tell you right now, if your black ass walk up on me talking about congratulations on some shit and you a fake nigga, I'm going to stop you and you're going to have an experience, because I ain't with the fake shit no more. Mm-hmm. I was out the other day and somebody said to me, you know, I'm so proud of you. You did this, you did this, you did this, you did this. And as they're talking in my mind, I'm like, because I'm waiting for them to take a breath. And as soon as he took a breath, I said, and you were the one that made me do it because you didn't believe in me. But thank you.
I love that.
I'm glad you're watching on the sideline, because, nigga, I ain't going nowhere. Mm. And the more influential I get, the more y'all going to feel it, because I'm going to be on your next.
Okay.
Period.
You've been warned, motherfuckers.
Oh, this ain't even a warning. This is just a preview. Bitch, when you get the warning, pack it up. Because you think about it, it's like, not to hate on Global Grind, Russell owns that.
Mm-hmm. I remember he was trying to get his investments for it. And his own brother wouldn't give it to him at first.
Go on to the next topic before I get a shutdown.
Hysterical. All right. That's... Well, Iggy Azalea says she burned her ex Nick Young's clothes, Swaggy P, after their breakup.
Both, by the way, are coming on our show.
Swaggy, that's the homie, man.
Swaggy said he can't wait until the season's over to come on the show.
That's the
really
homie.
Why?
What? First of all, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to blow up pictures of everybody he fucked, and I'm going to connect them all in the room. We're going to have them connected.
Okay, well, Iggy was also on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. I want to say she might have been on the same episode as Angela Bassett. I might be wrong, but I think so. And so she revealed that she had set some of her ex-fiance's belongings on fire after their 2016 breakup. She said, I used to break stuff in our house, and I realized I was breaking my own shit, and he didn't care. Girl, I feel you. I used to do that shit, and my ex would be looking at me like, you're crazy. I was like, you're right. I am. I'm gonna start fucking your shit up. Like, so you want to know what I did to his car? All right. Shout out to Jasmine Sullivan. She went on to say that she found some things that he did care about, which was his clothes. Mm. She added, we had a fire pit outside and you could put it on with gas. So I texted him a video like, hey, I'm burning your shit. I don't know where you're at. Probably with some girl. So I hope you get home quickly because I'm moving on.
Damn. But why not just say, look, I know you need new pussy. Let's just bring her in the house.
Yeah.
What is wrong? People got egos.
Get creative.
I don't have no ego. If the only thing I tell my niggas is, your girl can't call every hour.
Mm-hmm.
She can call. No, she can call. You know,
Savage Light.
She can call and she can check on you, make sure your flight was good and all that. But the bitch want to know what you ate for dinner. She ain't bought it. I did. So tell her to call you when she bought the dinner.
Mm.
At the end of the day, I feel like if more people would just be honest with themselves and say, listen, it's no disrespect to you. And it's not saying that the sex ain't good. It ain't even saying that I don't love you. It's just saying that I'm acknowledging I'm a man. And every day I wake up, I need something else.
That's why she just
So let's get it together. Boy, y'all have a real bomb relationship if y'all go get it together.
Well, I had an ex burn my clothes.
Really? That's some female made shit to do.
Yeah, it was so bitch made of him. But
why did he burn your clothes? What did you do to him?
While you think about it, I had an ex that took all my clothes, shoes, everything, and took that shit to the Goodwill while I was out of town. I was fucking livid. I'm talking about everything.
I didn't care about
my dumb ass went to the Goodwill. I went to every Goodwill around the perimeter of our apartment and I found bit by bit little pieces of my shit. Like one pair of shoes here, a hat over there. Went over seen a nigga with my damn jacket on. Like, man, this is nice, but this is... Let me get my goddamn jacket.
Did you have to buy your shit back?
Yes.
Wait, did I tell the story of the time my ex moved out without telling me?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where
my brother called me and said, Josh moved out. Everything's gone. Everything I had bought. See, I don't believe in burning things up because I feel like that's just a waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not a fan of taking back anything I give you. But it depends on how you leave.
Mm-hmm.
If I buy you everything, you have everything, and then you just out like, I'm out, fuck it, or like, I'm shitting on you, I'm taking all my shit,
mm-hmm.
you're probably not going to leave the house for anything. But if we break up and it just didn't work out, you can leave, take all your shit.
Yeah,
I just feel like it's the way you leave.
Mm.
That motherfucker left while I was at work.
I've done that before.
You wanted to drop a bomb on you.
I've done that before. No, I just didn't want to be... I just didn't want to be messy.
Yeah, but I tracked his ass down.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to be messy. Oh, yeah. So, dude burned my clothes. I didn't do anything. It's not like I was cheating or anything like that.
Nobody just wake up and burn clothes.
No, he didn't wake up and burn clothes. He just was a possessive...
You did something.
...sack of shit.
You did something.
I know... Not enough.
Can I tell you, just this may be helpful to you as a woman.
Yes.
And to all the women that listen. Because I'm going to tell y'all what makes your men come to me.
He don't complain.
Nope.
You don't give him a hard time.
Men need constant encouragement.
I agree.
I know that.
I agree with that.
And yeah, I know that.
I'll be the one to say, you are going to be everything you want to be. You are amazing. Oh, this little shit. But see, I think women are so used to men saying it to them. Baby, you so gorgeous. Baby, you this. Baby, you that. You don't understand the pressure men go through every single day. We wake up every day with a new pressure of how we have to survive and provide and do this and do that. And then they find that one homie that plays 2K and... can suck a dick and give all of that? Oh yeah, you ain't gonna.
Oh my god,
you gonna have a problem.
I will never play NBA 2K again.
You gonna be up? You and Seth Fury of hands gonna be sitting up playing 2K one day.
Don't bring my boy to this.
That's funny.
He gonna start venting to you about his girl. You gonna start venting to him about your girl, and before you know it, y'all gonna be circle jerking it, and it's not even gay. It's
Jason, we've played NBA 2K before, confined each other about our relationships, and went and fucked bitches right after. We've never circle jerked.
Mm. It'll happen.
You just blew up Seth's fucking spot, by the way.
He's a single man.
Okay. Maybe he doesn't want to let the whole world know that he gets down like that.
I went to Boa last night for dinner and I saw a cute nigga I got at years ago who wouldn't give me the time of day, and he fat now. I felt so motherfucking happy.
I love when that happens.
He came over and was like, hey man, what's up? I had my little champagne in my little wine in my house. Like, good to see you, bro, but I'm at dinner right now.
Y'all are...
Who's one of these viewers on YouTube trying to out you about trying to get with them? Did you see that comment?
No. I also, somebody said I fucked him with a limp dick or something, but that, they had no followers. I'm like, I had a limp dick. Okay. I find it funny. Listen, y'all, anybody out there that got anything on me, feel free to say whatever you want, wherever you want, because as long as I know who you are and I can really put it out there, I'm not ashamed of nothing. If you think about it, let me recap. I talked about fucking transgender.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Midget?
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Got my dick sucked. Nigga threw up on me. I kept on going. I fucked at a Dominican in an abandoned house. I've been molested, abused, shot. What the fuck did y'all got on me that I ain't got on my motherfucking self? Mm. You know why? Because God blessed me with all of that. So I can come here today and tell you that if you do fuck a nigga in an abandoned house, just don't get caught.
Why? What happens if you fuck a dude in an abandoned house?
Don't know. Didn't get caught. Damn, I shouldn't have did that, though.
No?
I smashed an abandoned
Can I tell you a real story? A real funny story, and then we got to go.
Okay.
Okay, this is some other shit, because this nigga going to pop up at some point. When Wildin' Out come out, this nigga going to pop up, so I'm going to tell the story now. Mm-hmm. So I moved to New York. I was staying with my friend, and he was gay, but he was in the closet. So he was like, we can't be gay in this neighborhood. I was like, why? He was like, because these Dominican niggas over here, these are dope boys on the block. I was like, I love dope boys, so I ain't tripping. Mm-hmm. So I started fucking with this nigga named Christian Choi, right? Boom. Black Asian dude. He was cute. I don't know what he looked like now, so I ain't gonna give him too much, but he was cute at the time. Mm-hmm. So we start kicking anyway. Long story short, I get drunk. I come home. I'm on the block. I start kissing motherfuckers. So the dope boys looking at me like crazy because I'm kissing this nigga on the street, but I don't give a fuck. So, long story short, I end up buying all the dope boys champagne for New Year's. We all get along. The dope boys love me now. So, I'm popular on the block. So, now I feel comfortable bringing people back to the house. So, I met this one guy online, and I was staying at my friend's house. My friend left, and his rule was, don't have nobody over at the house. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, cool. So, when he left, I invited the dude over. So, when the dude gets there, he comes with a fucking dog in a little dog bag.
What the fuck?
Who goes to fuck with somebody, get fucked with, and bring a dog in a dog bag?
I might do that.
So
I didn't have a sitter for Daisy, she's coming.
So he brings the dog.
Don't watch.
So
don't watch.
He has his headphones on, his iPod, his mm-hmm. Jacket, his snow boots because it's snowing. Mm-hmm. Got the dog in the dog bag. This nigga came with a whole presentation. So we sit down, we talk, and he's like, "Do you have cigarettes?" I'm like, "I don't smoke. I don't like niggas that smoke." We realize real quick, I don't like you. Like I realize, like I shouldn't mm-hmm. even have you come over. Mm-hmm. So I kicked the nigga out.
Mm-hmm. In the snow with the dog.
Get this little dirty motherfucking dog out of you piece of shit. So they leave. Look, check this out. So he hits me up and he texts me. He says, you know, you didn't have to be such a dick. I'm like, man, I'm sorry, bro. I just, you know, the vibe was off, blah, blah, blah. So now the conversation gets positive and he's like, man, I feel bad. I want to come back. I'm like, well, shit, come back. He was like, nah, I can't. I said, why? He goes, go look at what I wrote on the front door. What? I go open the front door. He wrote faggot all across the door. In marker.
Oh, shit.
And then I go, I'm like, oh my God, my friend is going to come. I don't know what to do. My friend's the manager of this apartment building.
Oh my God.
So I go and get cleaner and I'm trying to scrub it and it won't come off.
Right.
It just will not come off. So I go, oh my God. Okay. Okay. So I call my friend. I go, nigga, did you fuck with a crazy nigga? Because I just got home and it's faggot all across the door. So he's like, what? I'm like, yeah. What about that one dude from the Bronx? He was like, yeah, I know it was that motherfucker. So I'm like, yeah, yeah. So he comes home and he's like, damn, they wrote it all over the mailboxes. They wrote it all over in the hallway. He was like, but I ain't tripping. He goes, because I'm about to call the police because I got cameras in the building. I'm about to go pull the cameras.
Whoops. Whoops.
So I'm sitting in the apartment and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get evicted. I'm start calling people like, hey, I think I'm going to have to come stay with you, bro. Because he went to go pull the tapes because he was the manager of the building. He walks back in and he goes, I need to talk to you. I go, bro, I didn't know he was crazy. Long story short, the nigga that, you know, because he saw him come with the dog. He saw him leave with the dog. He saw him scribbling and all that. So it just, the whole lesson to that is don't lie.
Don't lie.
That was the lesson.
Don't lie.
Don't lie.
So I say all that to say, nigga, if you out there, you wanted some clout, go on and put it on Instagram and somebody will repost it, whatever. But yeah, nigga.
Wow.
That's it. All right. What a show.
What a show. We made it through.
All right. Subscribe to our podcast. Where's it at? iTunes.
Spotify.
Yes, Google Play.
Go watch our YouTube. Yeah. Tell a friend.
Exactly.
And if your friend ain't with it, just circle jerk with the nigga and play it and let him know it's okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
2 luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.